Okay. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Committed Before 30. We're a podcast that's centered around discussing commitment in today's non-committal society. We're your host. My name is Libby, and I'm here with my husband,
Jalen Jackson.
Jalen, I know that's right. So I wanted to start off with us playing a game.
Okay.
Ready? I had this back here while you were setting up and you moved it.
Yeah,
this
I did. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I put that away.
I know you guys have seen Tapple on the internet. It's basically like categories.
Right.
It does come with cards in the back, but I thought it'd be fun for this category to be the to-do list before marriage.
Okay.
Okay. So basically the object of the game is you come up with a category and then you hit these letters having to do with what you said. It has to start off with what you said, though.
Yeah.
And we just go back and forth.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to start off with that category, the to-do list before marriage.
Okay, I'm with that.
All right.
Is it on?
No, I'm about to start. Or you want to start?
Is it on?
Oh.
Not on. Yeah.
All okay. Right,
you can start first.
Okay, to-do list before marriage. Prenup.
Prenup? doctor's appointments.
Okay. Counseling, premarital counseling.
Finances.
Yeah, it's good to discuss. Last name change.
Jobs. Yes, sir.
No!
She don't know what she need.
Dang it. Okay, yes, but let's talk about what we went through so far. Wait, keep them up so we know. All right, so we said counseling.
Yeah.
So premarital counseling. We actually didn't do that.
We didn't. I feel like, but our whole, like, everything was just so unorthodox. You know
yeah,
what
it was
I'm
very
saying?
Different.
Like,
we didn't do premarital counseling, but fun fact, it is cheaper to get married if you do premarital counseling. I think it was like you save $75 or some shit on your marriage license.
Really?
If yeah.
you got premarital counseling?
I remember seeing that. We would have saved. But yeah, I think it's important to do premarital counseling or even just counseling in your marriage in general.
Why do you feel like it's important to get that counseling
because
for marriage?
I feel like though we spoke about a lot, I feel like some people don't speak about like everything, the nitty gritty. Or I think it's just good to see where you're at before you get married, like mentally.
Mm-hmm.
What you think about, well, I don't want to say too much because it's kind of going to ruin the game. But, yeah, I just think it's important.
Yeah,
what did we say for D? I think you had D.
No, I didn't do D.
Really?
Nah.
Okay, let's move on. F, finances.
Finances, yeah. For me, I said finances for sure, at least for the men, you know what I'm saying? Like, you definitely need to make sure you have your finances in order. Before you decide to get married, because I just feel like coming with marriage, like you don't want to put your wife in a house. You want to go do all these things.
You say you don't
want to
put your wife?
You're going to want to.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously you can take the apartment around. I know people who are married and still live in an apartment.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that at all. But, you want to make sure that you have your finances together and not just yourself, but you know, have those conversations
yeah, I was
with your
say,
significant other
it's good
as well.
To talk about like how finances will go in your marriage. Like, is there a percentage of bills that you're going to pay versus me? Am I going to, you know, take care of household stuff? Are you going to, so it's really good to talk about that or even a joint account. Are you guys going to have a joint account? Are the bills going to come out of that? Are your savings are going to be with that. And we've been married now for 2 years and some change. And we just created a savings account a couple months ago.
Yeah.
We just started doing that or we just created a joint account a couple months ago. So it's really good to talk about that. We spoke about what bills would look like what percentage of what or what you're going to pay for, what I'm going to pay for.
Yeah.
But I do think that it's important to merge your finances because I actually saw a TikTok where this man said that, you know, stop referring to it as your car and his car or her car or my car or her paycheck and your paycheck. Like, you guys should merge everything so you guys are working from one pot. Mm-hmm. We don't necessarily do that, but I do think that that's something would be nice for us to think about doing.
I mean, I definitely understand that, but it's also just like, in my opinion, like, it's good to have, like, joint accounts and everything.
But you should always have your separate.
Yeah, have your separate account. But also, like how you were saying, like, knowing who's going to pay what, mm-hmm. whatever the case may be. Like, I feel like that's a good mindset to have. But, like, also, like, you just want to be sure that if your partner needs help, you can help them.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what marriage is, a partnership.
Yeah, so. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And that's actually the perfect way to say everything, in my opinion, what marriage is all about being a partner to the other.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Like, in a marriage, there's no you and then her or you and then him. It's you have to be
us.
Able. Yeah,
what are we
it's
do?
A us. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So it's like, you broke, we broke. You know what I'm saying? It's not just a you. It's not just about you. So, yeah.
Okay. So next you said jobs, I think you said.
Yeah. So I said jobs just because, like, just make sure for both of you guys, you just where you want to be in life.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
As far as career, like, do you plan on moving up or what's your goals or
yeah.
kind of what if, even if you lose your job, what happens then?
Yeah. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, just your goals and what you mm-hmm. want to do in your career.
That makes
you know
sense.
What
so
I'm
you
saying?
Kinda, you made it to go with the game. That makes sense.
Yeah. Like, you just want, you got to make sure you know, like, what direction you have in life. And honestly, like, a lot of people have already ironed out those details in the dating stage.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're engaged now, I will hope that you will know about your partner's goals and aspirations.
Yeah. That's
but
true.
I'm saying it's definitely something that you should have in mind if you're looking to get married, for sure.
Yes. And then the last two were me. So L and P. L, I said, I don't know, but P, what did I say for L? Oh, last name change. Women, your last name is going to change. So, like, it's really a mental thing when you change your last name as a woman when you get married. Mm-hmm. Like, it really does feel like you're becoming a whole new person. And on top of that, it's a lot. Like, changing your last name on all your stuff is a lot. I still haven't completely finished changing my name on, like, my bank cards, my debit cards. And that's really it. But changing your last name is a process. Like, I had to Google how to go about it. It really just starts off with when you get your marriage license.
Right.
So when you get your marriage license on there, you can go ahead and put that you plan on changing your last name to his. It'll ask you for your maiden name, of course, yeah. obviously, and then what your new last name will be, which will be your husband's. And then from there, you will have to get, like, your social, you'll have to get your birth certificate, then you can change it on your social security card or your birth certificate. Look at him. He doesn't even know because
I
had to do all that. But it's somewhere in your office, all that stuff. And then after that, I had to change my passports, and mm-hmm. then you have to change your ID, your license. It's a lot. So really, it's a lot physically, but also mentally, because you're taking on a whole new role. You become a whole new person. And then that is something that you have to kind of get used to or work your way up to getting used to.
I want
to
ask you a quick question. So how was that initial process? Like, the very first time, like, you were changing your name, like, how did you feel about that?
I was excited to become someone new or take on a new last name or become a part of your family. I was excited about it, but it also is like a mental F, like, literally going from this last name to a different. Mm-hmm. It's just weird.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's really weird.
Well, actually, I don't, but I see what
it's
you're saying.
It's strange. The last one, I don't know what I said for L. Oh, no, L was love last name. Okay, cool. So you want to play one more time? See if we can come up with some other stuff.
All right. Oh, you should have left those down.
Oh, crap. Well, we can just say something else with the letter.
Okay, that's fine.
And you start first.
Kids.
Okay, that's huge. Home life.
Sex life.
That's huge. Wedding.
Family.
Date nights. Come on. I got in-laws. Okay. I got the last one, in-laws.
I kind of included that for family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, you want to go first to explain Want to start off with family? F.
Yeah, I can start off with family. So it's very important that family is kind of a touchy subject, depending on the marriage.
And we should actually, we're going to have a whole episode about in-laws, but you can touch on.
Yeah, I'm not going to go too deep into what family is, but family, they play a role, but they don't play a role at the same time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
What role do they play?
I just feel like when your family likes who you're with, it just makes shit. I'm trying not to curse so much.
Yeah, don't cut.
It just makes it easier.
It does make things easy. And then when they don't, I assume that would be really hard.
When your family doesn't like you,
or doesn't like the spouse.
They're going to be in their family member's ear like, you sure you want to be with them? Blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's just like welcoming outside stuff into your relationship. Mm-hmm. Just off of them not liking the other person. See what I'm saying?
What I would have to say about family and in-laws, this is my stance. Jalen's might be, I don't think it's different, but my stance with family or in-laws or, you know, I guess just family in general, when you get married, is they become your distant family.
Right.
They are no longer your, I wouldn't say they're no longer, they're your family, but now they're your distant family. And your spouse is your family. That's your partner. And I had a situation happen with a family member, and they called me complaining about their in-law. And I had to tell them that it's none of your business.
Right.
Like, when you're married, you're in a coven, literally. You're in a partnership, and it's no one else's business outside of your home. I hope that makes sense. I kind of got jumbled. But you are each other's family, and your family, mom, dad, cousins, brothers, aunties, that becomes your distant family. So I feel like learning that boundary before you get married is very important. And I think for you to have a successful marriage, that it's important. And I also feel like when it comes on to family, that the other, like, you have to set boundaries with your family, and I have to set boundaries with mine. Right. And I don't think it should be vice versa. Do you? Or do you think, like, say something happens and it bothers you that my family does? Do you think you should speak up about it?
I think it gets to a point where you just shouldn't tolerate disrespect from nobody. So I'm going to say this, for example. Say something does happen,
mm-hmm.
and I tell you about it, and mm-hmm. you go talk to your folks about it. If they continuously do it,
then you should speak
up.
I'm
like, come on.
I agree.
Because you've done your part.
I agree. If you do your part and you say, hey, that wasn't cool or whatever, and then it continues to happen, I still don't see myself speaking up, but I do think at that point, then you should say something.
I mean, because at the end
hopefully this is making sense.
At the end of the day, because it's just like you're allowing them to treat you that way. You mm-hmm. are. I'm not saying your spouse is allowing it, but you are letting that happen.
Yeah.
So after, like I said, you didn't talk to your spouse about it, and they didn't have the conversations with mm-hmm. their family about it, and it's continuously happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's either they don't respect you, or somebody lying, and they didn't really talk to them. You see what I'm saying?
Let's move on to the next one, because we got a bunch.
All right.
You also said a sex life, or sex in general.
Yeah, sex life is extremely important in a marriage for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I seen this video.
These are also another topic we should speak about in a whole episode, but let's just short it down to to-do list before marriage with sex.
Okay. Make sure you and your spouse at least have not even the same sex drive, but fucking close.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like a lot of like animosity in marriages, even though I don't really know what happens for others, but it's because people stop f-ing.
Baby, cussing.
Sex. They stop having sex.
Yeah.
And it's like,
you guys become roommates.
Yeah, and then that's why I feel like the love is kind of lost. Mm-hmm. I'm going to quickly say this, and then I ain't say nothing else. I seen this thing where it was like, it was actually Chris Rock
mm-hmm.
in one of his stand-ups. He was like, me and my wife divorced, blah, 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 blah. And
blah,
he
blah, said blah,
the,
blah,
main,
blah.
The main reason why is because we stopped having sex.
Mm-hmm.
Don't stop having sex.
Yeah, everyone says that, of course.
You need that physical connection.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. Next, who said D?
I'm pretty sure you did. Mm-hmm. I said kids.
Oh, kids. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, Lotties. I don't even remember what I.
Yeah, so kids, that one's really self-explanatory. It's just, just make sure y'all both want kids, or make sure y'all don't. Yeah, if you don't want them, don't try to marry somebody who told you that they don't want kids. Then y'all get in this marriage and you're trying to convince them, and they already told you from the jump that they didn't want them. Now you done put yourself in a bad situation.
Yeah.
You see what
also,
I'm saying?
It's a possibility that the person changes their mind no matter what they said in the beginning. So that's also tough. But I do think that if you have the conversation before marriage, then you kind of know, you know, what things will look like. You know, we talk about it all the time. You said the other day, I probably would be okay with not having kids. You literally said that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of like, I just go back and forth. Like, you be out and you see people with kids being bad, and you just like, bruh. Do I want to deal with that for real?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
The only one that I really could think of that I said at this point.
Man, what is W?
Wedding.
Oh, wedding. Okay.
We can kind of end it with wedding. That's the only one I really remember that I said anyway.
Oh, you want to do wedding though?
Yeah. Wedding is a to-do list before marriage, obviously. Deciding if you guys want to have a wedding, what type of wedding you want to have, a budget. Honestly, whatever budget you come up with, just multiply it by two. That's what it's going to be like. That's what it was like for us. But just deciding what type of wedding you want to have, who's going to be invited. And I think it's also important to come up with a like very important list for family members. And then you can work your way underneath that. And then underneath that for friends and family with who to invite. But coming up with how many people you guys are going to invite, what you want to spend, what's the most important thing in your day? And obviously that goes along with wedding planning, but obviously that is important before you get married to kind of discuss what that day will look like for you guys.
No, I definitely agree. I'm gonna keep it real. Like for our wedding, my wife did a lot of her vision. You know what I'm saying?
You let me kind of do, I don't, what is one thing you contributed in our wedding other than money?
I mean, I did have input. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ask me, do you like this? And I say yes or no. You know what I'm saying? But more realistically, it was your vision. Because, honestly, I did dream about having a wedding. But also in that dream when I was younger, it was like, I wanted the wedding to be what you wanted it to be. You see what I'm saying? And if you were happy, I was happy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, with the wedding thing, I honestly, just for me personally, I'm glad that you did you did a lot of it.
It's such a stressful time, but at the same time, we didn't argue.
We never argue about
not,
the wedding
not
at
about
all.
Wedding stuff at all.
Never.
Do you realize we never argued about that?
Never. I mean, what's there to argue about?
No, but people,
well,
people go at it.
I think
a lot of people actually break up during wedding planning. It's extremely, extremely stressful. But during that time, we literally got together and just figured a way out of every single thing that happened. We didn't argue literally about anything.
I think if we did, might have had a disagreement was maybe if certain people was going to come or not.
Oh, that's
that was
true.
It.
Towards the end, if certain people were able to come, or if people were trying to like RSVP after it was already closed, and it was like maybe a smidge of a butt head, but there was never any arguments surrounded by wedding, like literally at all.
I mean, I feel like also because like I'm going to say I wasn't involved because I was, but I wasn't as like pressed about stuff being the way it should be.
No, you weren't pressed. You were just extremely supportive. When anything came up, you would say, we'll figure it out or we'll make it happen. So I feel like you're super supportive, and yeah, that's really it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say this to close out, just from my perspective, you know what I'm saying? This is just a few things that I actually like that we did this for this episode. It was a lot of fun, but, this is just a few things I feel like that you all should consider when you're even thinking about marrying somebody.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, and we did it as a game, so of course we didn't get on everything, but we definitely could do a part two to this. We have a lot of part twos to catch up, but we could do a part two when it comes on to your to-do list before marriage, whether it's emotional or also physical. know, physically what you need to do to prepare for marriage. But we hope you guys enjoyed this episode and this fun little game we played with Tapple.
Yeah,
I want to thank you guys for tuning in to today's episode. We are Committed Before 30, a podcast that's centered around discussing commitment. And we love you. We'll see you guys next Tuesday.
Love you guys. Peace. Bye.
Wait. Make sure you subscribe to our channel.
Oh, yeah. Subscribe to the channel, like, and comment. You know what I'm saying?
Leave us some feedback. We really love looking back at. We don't get a lot, but we do want a lot. So make sure you give us a like, a thumbs up, and leave us a comment down below. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, make sure you click follow. If you're watching on YouTube, subscribe to the channel. We love you.
See you guys. Peace.